when the sun is high in the afternoon sky, you can always find something to do. And from dusk till dawn, as the clock ticks on,
720 WGN, Mike Steven on the Nocturnal Journal, filling in for Dave Hoekstra this evening. Glad you're here with us. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. Right now, listening to some beautiful music from Wayne Messmer. This is off of the album So Lucky to Be Loving You. You know, a lot of us, we hear the name Wayne Messmer, I think we probably conjure up the incredible sounds of him singing the national anthem. I know growing up, watching Cubs games, going to Cubs games, Bulls games, Bears games, I remember seeing and hearing Wayne Messmer. But did you know that he is actually an accomplished musician in his own right? In fact, Wayne Messmer is on the phone with us. Wayne, welcome to WGN. How are you?
How are you? You're stepping on my vocals, though.
Oh, boy. Hanging up my radio career. Wayne Messmer said, I'm stepping on the vocals. No good. Well, Wayne, thanks for joining us tonight. Lots to talk about when it comes to jazz. Also, in the WGN All-State Showcase studio, Mike Jeffers, who is the founder of Chicago Jazz Magazine, is here. Longtime friend, jazz musician, jazz drummer, accomplished guy. How are you?
Keep going. Keep going.
Man, I'm telling you, he heaps it on, doesn't he? Man.
Well, see, Jeffers is here. I'm afraid, you know, he's going to take a shot at me or something.
He carries sticks, so what?
That's right. Those drumsticks, they're dangerous. Well, Wayne, you know, I said that maybe a lot of us don't know or we're surprised to find out that you are actually an accomplished musician, but you've been playing music and jazz for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I was, I started as a big band guy at Illinois Wesleyan as an undergrad, you know, and just started swinging and singing and realized the ladies like that.
that's a good barometer of talent.
Sure, and it's fun to be on stage and to croon the good old good ones, as my friend Dick Buckley used to call them.
Yeah. Well, when did you know? I mean, you've got that voice, and obviously we hear that rich voice, and it's I think, memorable to a lot of Chicagoans. But when did you know that doing this work with announcing and broadcasting and music with your voice, when did you know that this was going to be your life?
I suppose I did what I tell a lot of people to do when I go out and speak quite a bit and do a lot of motivational and, you know, just corporate and national stuff. And I tell people to discover the gifts in your life. And it was probably in high school, and I was kidding around pretending like I could sing, and I wound up getting the lead in the musical.
Huh.
And, you know, it's just, why doesn't somebody get up there, I was watching auditions, and just pretend to sing like Gordon McRae? You know, and I belt out something, and they said, oh, sounds pretty good. Can you fake it for the show? Heck yeah. You know.
So it was at an early age you knew that you had this ability.
Yeah, because I was one of those kids who would always do announcing while I'm playing home run derby or something in
sure.
the backyard with my brother, you know. And, you know, so to grow up and to meet all of these guys and to – unfortunately, to sing at both Harry Carey and also Jack Brickhouse's funeral and Bob Collins as well as that. But,
yeah.
You know, and who were friends. And, you know, you grew up and they were your guys. And it was simply because of the gift of my voice.
Man, it's a great story. And we should remind everyone that they can check out Wayne Messmer.com. That is your website, WayneMessmer.com. And we should mention that you are playing 1 week from today. That's Saturday, June 25th. That's up at Waukegan Harbor. And Mike Jeffers, I know you have been instrumental in putting this together. So, Mike, what is this event that's going on Saturday?
Well, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but it's called the Harbor's Edge, and the Waukegan Development Coalition has put this area together. This is the first year, and we're doing three festivals. And the first one is next week, next Saturday, June 25th. And it's basically because they are having the tall boat race. There's a race from Chicago to Waukegan and then from Waukegan back to Chicago. So all the boats arrive in the harbor. There's some Mackinac boats. There's some, you know, a lot of different racing boats that come up from the yacht clubs down here in Chicago. So they all end up in the harbor at Waukegan. So we thought, what a great idea to have a fest to kind of kick off that whole, the whole summer season, which really kind of kicks off right around now. And Wayne happened to be available. And I mean, what better person to have up there with a jazz quartet along with Wayne from 3:10 to 4:40. And there's going to be music before, music after, and it's free to the public.
Cool.
And it's called the Harbor's Edge. So it's like right at the Waukegan Harbor. It's really easy to find. And I hear there's an incredible drummer playing with Wayne this weekend, too.
Oh.
Next weekend, too. I don't know who that would be, though.
Who might that be?
Hard to say.
Mike Jeffers?
I had to plug. Just one plug. Okay.
So, all right. It's Mike Jeffers, it's you. It's Wayne Messmer. Anybody else?
Bobby Schiff on piano, the great Bobby Schiff. I know Wayne's played a lot of gigs with Bobby.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
Joe Policastro on bass. And the great Frank Portalis on guitar.
Nice. So that's all coming up Saturday, June 25th, and that's at Waukegan Harbor at Harbor's Edge.
Harbor's Edge.
3:10?
3:10 to 4:40 is Wayne's slot, but we're going to have music from noon until 10 o'clock at night, so come on out.
Yeah, it's free.
Free.
How about that? That's the best kind of price right there.
Everybody seems to like that price.
Yeah, it's true. Wayne, you know, again, I go back to you as a musician. So this record that is out, So Lucky to Be Loving You, tell us about this. What does this record consist of?
It consists of finally both Judy Roberts and I giving into each other and quitting nagging each other about why don't we just go into a studio one day. And those who know Judy know that she has a master's degree in nagging to get things done. And, I mean, I love her with my heart. And we just got together, picked 10 songs, and just kind of talked them through and did it. Old-fashioned, live style, about 1938 to 1943 type of crooner stuff.
Wow, that's great. Again, it's called So Lucky to Be Loving You. And if we would, let's say, want a copy of this, maybe we should order this for Father's Day or for, I don't know, anything. It's any day that ends in a Y. How can we get a hold of this?
Everywhere. I mean, you could once you're on the website, WayneMessmer.com, it'll take you to iTunes or any of the, or CD Baby. You can buy it anywhere. Amazon.
And, you know, I have to ask you, Wayne, while I have you here, your story, you know, we talked about how you sort of became this voice and this musician and this performer. But and I know you've talked about this before, what happened 22 years ago in 1994 when you were shot in the neck, in the throat. And all of a sudden, like, your whole career was going before your eyes. Your whole life was going before your eyes. But you had an incredible road to recovery. Do you still think about that, what happened 22 years ago?
Every single day.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, every time I get a chance to get up and speak or sing, I'll be out at Wrigley's singing on Monday and Wednesday. And then Mike and the boys and I will have some music on Saturday afternoon. And it's an out-of-body experience, you know. Because once again, I think when you have something like that happen to you, once again, you grab whatever gifts that you have in your life and try and use them and respect them and share them. And that's all that I try to do.
Yeah. And I mean, I have to think that it's every day, everything that you do is like this second chance.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of second chances and do-overs.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you do have setbacks, and we've all had them, you just got to have an opportunity to get up and get out there. I mean, if somebody comes in and next Saturday they're going, gee, look at Wayne Messmer playing an outdoor festival. Why would he do that? Because he's alive and because he can.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Dig the music. If you only knew the talent that's going to be on that stage, sit down and maybe you can appreciate it. Hear some tunes you've never heard before that are 60, 70, 80 years old that are just magnificent.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Wayne, your story is phenomenal. Again, the album is called So Lucky to Be Loving You. You can just go to WayneMessmer.com. You can get the album through that website. And Wayne will be performing with Mike Jeffers and a lot of other talented musicians coming up Saturday, June 25th at 3:10 p.m. at Harbor's Edge. That's at Waukegan Harbor. And after that, in August, on August 6th, you're playing with Judy Roberts at the Deer Park Jazz Fest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's thanks to Mike, too.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's weird how that works out, isn't it?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fabulous summer. I'm just so happy to talk to you guys about this because I just got a full earful of, like, Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and all. I'm up in Galena.
Hey, Galena's beautiful.
It's beautiful, but I was kind of in a cold sweat because I was waiting for the balloon launch to happen.
Be careful over there.
And there's a local group over there, and they were good, but not great.
All right, well, guys, maybe you gotta show them up. Maybe you should go jam with them or something.
You never know.
Wayne Messmer, a legendary singer, broadcaster. Hey, thanks so much for giving us some time here, and good luck with everything. Everyone should go check you and everyone out on June 25th at Harbor's Edge at Waukegan Harbor. Thanks so much, Wayne.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right, Wayne Messmer, just an absolute Chicago icon, legend, fantastic guy. Incredible story. Mike Jeffers, can you hang around? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back.
I'd love to.
Sounds great. We'll talk about Chicago Jazz Magazine and what's going on in the jazz scene. Mike Steven in for Dave Hoekstra here on the Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN.